Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's a striker with all three of the P's. Power, pace, posure.
Authentic noise from the fans.
I miss the old days where you could fight the opposition fans in the car park and then have a laugh with them whilst you all look for everyone's missing teeth.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Sandra, sorry, are you there?
Any idea where Ian's got to? He's never this late. Well, I don't know. He's left nothing. Oh, hang on. He's ringing. Hang on. Ian. Ian, are you okay?
Yeah, yes, mate. Listen, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to make it in this morning.
Sorry, what? Where are you?
It's my son, Abel Xavier. It's his 11th birthday. I've got to take him out this morning with all his mates.
But are you crazy? You're supposed to be on the radio. You're doing the Ian Five Ankles breakfast show right now.
Ian Five Ankles?
You must have known about this ages ago, Ian. What are you doing?
Denise was going to take them, but she's having a Brazilian waxed at short notice.
Whoa, hey, TMI, Ian. I'm not talking about the Marshall Islands. I'm saying too much information there. I don't want to be thinking about Denise's undercarriage at this time in the morning.
Sorry, mate, I didn't explain that very well. What it is, she's taken in a little Brazilian bloke, and he's really hairy, so she's getting him waxed this morning, is what I meant.
Okay. Is that normal?
Well, yeah, he's really hairy, Anthony. I cannot overstate that. He got his back hair trapped in the radiator last night. They're worried it could happen again.
No, I meant, is it normal for Denise to be taking in a lodger like this?
Yeah. I'm not worried. It's not a sex thing, if that's what you mean. This Brazilian ball of man fluff, he's not going to float her boat in a saucy, sexy type way. I don't think it's a sex thing. She's just doing it for a short while until he gets his papers sorted.
Well, OK, what are we going to do on the show? We're on air in less than 2 minutes. Could you phone in from wherever you're taking the kids?
I could do, yep. Yeah, I absolutely could. I'm taking them to Laser Trek in Bromley.
Right, is that like Laser Quest?
Well, no, Laser Quest is a copyrighted name, Anthony. So officially, Laser Trek is completely different. Just as nearby Laser Pursuit, Laser Mission and Laser Pilgrimage are also totally different undertakings.
Laser Pilgrimage?
Yeah, you run around dressed as a 13th century monk.
Doing what?
Blasting everyone with a laser gun.
Right, okay. Oh, okay, sorry, Sandra. All right, okay. She is gesticulating in a panic. All right, well, we've got Tom Sherman in as a studio guest, the sports psychologist. Can you do something along that theme, sports psychology from Laser Trunks in Bromley?
Absolutely, of course I can. That's a great idea. I can go through my coaching methods with Xavier and his little friends. I can psychologise the F out of them as a team.
Right, okay. We're also sponsored by the Motivational Clothing Company today. Yes, this is going to work. Okay, Ian, you're lucky because we're going to get away with this. I'll get Sandra to knock up some stings with your voice. We'll treat it like a masterclass in leadership. Here we are. Right, speak to you in a minute. Stay there, Ian. You stay there, but over there.
I'm staying here.
Great. All right, here we go. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with me, Anthony Richardson, and not with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles, who won't be joining us until a bit later on. We've got a special, very, very inspiring show for you today. But first, a word from our sponsors.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show is sponsored by Incentapants. Underwear with motivational slogans on. Wow.
Wow.
Have things like go for it and play to win written on your groinal area.
Think big, dream bigger.
Live life to the max written on your bum. Imagine that.
Customized.
I've got why not written on my pants and I love it.
Please can I get see it on one bra cup, say it on the other and sorted on my knickers.
You betcha. In center pants. Drop your kecks and inspire the nation. Incentapants sponsors the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
And I cannot recommend those undergarments highly enough. I've got a whole speech by Gandhi written on my boxer shorts, and that perks me right up whenever I take a slash. And on the theme of great life quotes, let's kick off with today's game of Henderson or Churchill. We give you a statement, and you tell us whether it was Jordan Henderson or Winston Churchill who uttered it.
Who said it? Was it Jordan Henderson or old chubby cheeks Winston Churchill?
On the line now is Donna from Hove. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Okay, Donna, it's a rollover from yesterday when Mike in Doncaster thought "we will fight them on the beaches" was a Jordan Henderson quote. So you could win yourself not just £10 this morning, but £12 if you get this right. Who said this? My favourite meal is probably chicken with pasta.
Was it Jordan Henderson?
It was! Well done, Donna and Hove. You're 12 quid richer. Winston Churchill, of course, preferred beef with pasta. Now, how does that feel, Donna?
nice. Can I mention the charity I run that helps maintain food banks in the area?
Well, dear, what you do with your money is of absolutely no concern to us, Donna. You fill your boots with whatever you want. It's 12 quid. So you're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. It's 7:04. Here is Angelina with the travel.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
And we are out. Are you there, Ian?
I am. I stayed put, as you told me to.
Yeah, good staying put. What time are you heading into Laser Slaps?
I'm going in now.
Wow. Okay, right. 7:04, bit early. isn't it, for that sort of child party?
Well, no, this is a 24-hour laser trek, Anthony. We've got a birthday breakfast early bird special. Everyone gets a fried egg with a candle in it, and there are people queuing with us to go in. I've just seen an older lady trundle inside. She's on her mobility scooter. She says she's a regular, and she pointed to my son Abel Xavier and all his little friends, and she told us she was going to... I can't believe this. She told us to, and I quote... She's going to fuck us right up. Can you believe it?
Right. Well, think about what you're going to be telling them as an inspirational masterclass, Ian, and we'll come back to you in a bit before you start running around shooting everyone. I'm just going to pop you on hold, okay? Because welcome in, Tom. Tom Sherman is in the building. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
All right. Get you settled. We'll get you. We're not on air yet. We're not on air yet. So save your gold for in a sec. We are on air in 3, 2, 1, actually. Fuck. You're listening to Sports Horn, and coming up later in the week is a new series from former Blackburn Rovers and Scotland midfielder Billy McKinley.
Hi there, I'm Billy McKinley. I always liked animals, you know what I'm saying, but I just never knew anything about them. So join me as I go all about the place asking for information.
Hey, you! What is that? That massive thing over there?
I'm being told that's a horse. Join me as I learn more on my journey of discovering more about animals.
And what a horse it was. That's What's the Deal with Animals with Billy McKinley. Do not miss that. Listen to all six of those. Spoiler alert, episode 5. He sees a crane fly. We've got sports psychologist Tom Sherman in the studio with us. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hello. I always think if you don't like animals, Tom, you probably have a cold, dead heart.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I like animals.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. And that's so important when you're talking about psychology, isn't it?
I like animals, Anthony. You know me.
I do know you, Ian. It's former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
If you're just tuning in, he's joining us from Laser Feud in Bromley.
I love animals. I really do. I'll tell you what, I didn't tell you this earlier, Anthony, but you'll like this. I was looking after Denise's little poodle the other day.
Not sure we got time for this, Ian.
Yeah, no, really, that's not the story. There's more to it. There's really cute little guy he was. Really cute ball of fur. And I was running a bath when I had what people refer to as a senior moment.
Is this related to today's theme of sports psychology in any way, Ian?
Yeah, a bit, yeah. So I was running a bath, yeah, and I lost my balance, toppled headfirst into the empty bath with my naked backside sticking up in the air.
Right.
Next thing I know, the dog bounded into the bathroom, wagging his tail, and he only starts licking my bum hole, doesn't he? He's having a lovely time back there. That's it. He was licking my bum hole, Anthony.
Okay, we'll come back to you later, Ian. Bye for now. Tom, I guess that's interesting psychology there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it reveals an anal fixation for me in there. Can I say anal on a breakfast show?
Yeah, you can. You can. I've said it a few times, actually. It's men's health, it's men's hygiene, it's men's matters, and you don't get more manly than anal.
No. I think it explains why he's so anal about statistics and about the protocol of having opinions on the game that we love. And if I can delve deeper, I'm not entirely sure that was Denise's poodle. Oh, I think there's a chance it was the hairy little Brazilian she's got living with her, and Ian substituted a kind of love rivalry and then just suppressed it all.
I'm still here, and well, I'm pretty sure it was the dog.
Sorry, Ian, meant to put you on hold there. This is fascinating stuff. It really is, Tom. What else can you tell from stories about Ian's bum or anyone's bum?
Well, Anthony, it's actually more the head I'm interested in, the psychology of sportsmen and women.
Of course, and it's very important to note that women do have psychology as well. Of course they do, though it's different for them, isn't it? They have different psychology, don't they, there, Tom?
No, it's not so very different.
No,
really.
No. If anything, I'd say women have more psychology than men. Wouldn't you say that, Tom?
No, again, the complete opposite. No. We're all humans, yeah. You know, regardless of our differing anatomies and genders and self-identities.
Absolutely right. So what you've got between your legs does not matter when it comes to your head.
Yeah. Let me break it down for you. Okay? Yeah. The desire to win is part of our DNA.
That's right.
Okay, it's hardwired in.
But do women always want to win as much as men?
They, whoever you are... Okay, it's hardwired.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like a computer or a robot in some ways. So it's my job to enhance that element.
Yeah. You know DNA, don't you, Tom? You know the club, if I can use a metaphor. So how should Ian go about psychologicalising his merry band of little fighters at Laser Crunch in Bromley? That's my question.
Well, there are plenty of top-level coaches who employ sports psychology techniques. He could use one of those.
Top-level coaches. Yeah. Top-level coaches, yeah.
People like Eddie Jones,
yeah,
the former coach of England's rugby union team. He would give people he didn't rate, as a gift, some prime beefsteaks to take home, but when they were unwrapped, they were just cheap sausages. Mm. And there was a note from Jones saying, "You're a silly sausage and I don't rate you."
Genius. He's been fired, hasn't he? He's been fired from his position.
Yeah.
The power of meat, would you say then? Sausage, meat in sports psychology, the three M's. Men, meat, the method.
Yeah, that is three M's. That is three relevant M's, yeah. And then, of course, there's Brendan Rodgers, who used a technique when he first got to Anfield that he took from Sir Alex Ferguson. He held up three envelopes and said that each one contained the name of someone from the current squad who had let him down.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
betray him.
Yeah.
Like Judas.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that he wouldn't open them until the end of the season. He demanded each player made sure they were not one of those named in the envelopes.
And who was in the envelopes?
Well, they're all empty.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the youth players. Or like somebody who'd already been sold?
No. What it was...
Backroom staff. Someone expendable. So you wouldn't put, like, Raheem Sterling in there, would you?
The point is that they were empty.
Yeah.
And the most important thing, it was clever. It was clever psychological manipulation.
Did he forget? Could he have... Did they know that the envelopes were empty? The players? At the end?
No.
Like a magic trick. Well, you wouldn't give away your trick, would you? And that's why Brendan Rodgers is so successful. He was fired from that job.
Well, they call him the magician for that reason. But no, it wouldn't have worked then, would it?
Yeah. And that is an excellent point. I hope Ian's been listening. He's going to need some top psychological things like all of that. We're going to take a break for Taj with the news. When we come back, we'll find out how Ian is getting on at Laser Blasters in Bromley.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sports Horn, getting inside your head with our words of sport.
Thanks for that, Tom. Fascinating stuff. Will you excuse me? I've just seen Kitty Spink in the corridor. I really want to show her something. Hang on. Kitty. Hey, I'm here. Do you want to see my pants? I've got a quote from Gandhi on my underpants. Would you like to? She has gone. She's gone. She is gone. See you later.
Did she like your pants?
Yeah, she's busy. She's about to do the big Premier League preview show with Ray Leppard, Millwall's finest, and you got to do a lot of prep for that. Shame, because it's Gandhi on about vegetarianism. She's vegan. I thought she'd have enjoyed that. Never mind. We go again. That's what Brendan Rodgers made Gerrard say. Another time. Anyway.
The EM5 Ankles Breakfast Show. Anthony and Ian talking about sport like their lives depended on it. Only on Sports Horn.
We are ready to head back to Bromley. Ian, you've made your way into the docking bay of Laser Wars, is that right?
Affirmative, yes.
And you've got your mini band of brothers with you, your group of 10 to 11-year-old boys. They are all boys, aren't they? I can't believe girls would be interested in running around in the dark, pointing high-intensity laser rifles at other humans and pretending to kill them.
No, there are girls here as well.
And that is why Tom earns the big bucks. He said their psychology was the same, and he was right. So, Ian, we want to know about your pre-battle pep talk, your motivational leadership speech. Have you put any sausages in envelopes, sir? It's all part of learning to lead with Ian here on Sports Horn.
Learn to lead with Ian Five Ankles.
Learn to lead with me?
If you build it, he will come.
I'm coming!
Hit us with it, Ian. What have you got?
So, yeah, I did absolutely take a leaf out of what Tom was saying from his book. I did the sausages with them. I did the sausages in the envelopes. I did the empty envelopes. That didn't work so well. But then I got them all to do a hacker, and I shouted, "War!" while they did that, and I think I've fired them up.
Okay, and it's working? It's working?
I think so. I mean, one of them's crying, but four keep telling me they don't understand, but they're not too bright, and two have gone home. But the others, I have to say, the others are all ready to go for it. They're fired up. I've done it.
Brilliant. Well done.
I went in hard with them, Anthony. I showed them tough love. I do respect them, of course I do, but I see it as my job, essentially. Sorry, excuse me, Anthony. Why are you still crying? Just pull yourself together. Look, we're about to fight a war, and you're grizzling. You've got snot all over your jumper. Pull yourself together. You're a disgrace. You want to go home with the others? Because that's what's going to happen. Pull yourself together. Sorry, Anthony. I see it as my job to utterly destroy their self-esteem in order to rebuild them as model citizens, as model footballers, or in this case, modern laser trackers.
So you're going with an old-school approach, Ian. Very old-school, very hard man.
Yeah, well, I'm old-school. I'm a hard man, or I was. It's the way I roll. I mean, listen. To put this into context, I had a real hard nut as my footballing coach when I was just 12 years old. He was terrifying. He was a bully. I mean, talk about psychological techniques. He would run at us, a full man, full-grown man. He'd make us rugby tackle him, and he was on a quad bike. I mean, it scared the hell out of me. Of course it did. But I tell you what, I grew, I learnt, and I became, as a result of what he did, a top, 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 top footballer.
Top, 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 top.
World class.
Not world class. So did that approach do you any harm, do you think, up there? We're talking up in the mind here.
No, of course it didn't. My noggin's fine, always has been. I became hardened to his techniques. I grew and I learned and I became bulletproof.
You told me once when you were drunk, you cried yourself to sleep every night up to the age of 28.
Did I say that?
You did at the time, and you were crying at the time. You were sobbing.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that.
No. And that it ruined your relationship with Denise and with Abel Xavier, your son, who I notice has not spoken to you once since you got to Bromley.
I don't think that's true, is it?
And you told me that to this day, if you hear the sound of a quad bike approaching, you lose control of your bowels.
Totally unconnected medical condition. Oh, excuse me, Anthony, that's the signal to go and tool up. I've got to go.
Do you know which team you're up against in there?
I think it's just us against the old lady on the mobility scooter. Doesn't seem fair, but actually, one of Xavier's friends thought he saw Mario Balotelli just now, so who knows?
Okay, good luck, Ian. We'll check back in a moment to see how you're doing. Tom, sounds like Ian's gone into war overdrive there.
Oh, what can I say, Anthony? I love war. Yeah. I love it. I think he's done well.
Well, it's just a laser game there, Tom. It's not Black Hawk Down.
It's war, Anthony. You know I'm in the Territorial Army, right? Yeah, I go on manoeuvres multiple times a year.
And does that help with your sports psychology?
Oh, you bet.
Right.
I mean, you learn so much about an individual when they're in a combat situation.
Even if they're 11 years old and just pretending with a laser gun.
Listen, I do war, yeah. Okay? I know about it, right? I apply it to my sports psychology. All sport is war. You know, you should get that written on your pants.
Well, Sandra's just told me you sit in a tent miles behind the lines and do the TA's accounts four times a year.
I am involved,
you're an accountant,
Anthony.
In war.
I'm part of the glorious carnage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're annotating it and auditing it, the carnage. Talking of carnage, it's all kicking off in Bromley, and there's been a shot fired, but which way has it gone, Ian Five Uncles?
Turned on me, Anthony. Every single one of these little fuckers fired on me straight away. My electronic battlesuit tells me I'm still alive, but only just. I'll tell you what, I'm hiding in a corner whilst the rest of them just run amok. It's chaos. Total chaos in here. I think they're all out there killing each other. I don't know.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. I love war. What are the tax implications for what you're seeing?
Is Mario Balotelli there, Ian?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. There's some fireworks gone off, and then I saw him rip off his armour, and he revealed an anti-war slogan. It says love and piss, but I don't think that's what he meant.
You never know with him. He could have meant love and piss. He could have.
I don't think so, because he's also released a load of live doves as a symbol of peace. It's not as meaningful if they're a symbol of piss, is it?
Fair play to him. That sounds good.
No, it's not good, Anthony. They're shitting everywhere.
How's the old lady on the mobility scooter getting on?
Well, it turns out she calls herself Zarg the Destroyer, and she's the record holder at this venue. She's obliterating everyone. She's even taken out Balotelli. He's not even playing.
Oh, what's that noise? Ian, what's that noise?
Oh, God. Oh, God, that's her. She's coming straight towards me on a mobility scooter.
Hey, Ian, Tom Sherman here, or Sergeant Numbers, as they call me. You know what? You can use this. Remember that football coach used to bully you and get you to tackle him on the quad bike?
Yeah. He's given me nightmares all my life, but yeah.
Conquer that fear, Ian. Banish those demons. Rugby tackle that old lady in a mobility scooter.
Really? Are you sure? Okay. Here it goes.
Did you do it, Ian?
No. A little bit of poo just came out.
Thank you, Ian. The time is 7:15. Let's hear a bit more from Billy McKinley and that crane fly.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.